updates is under old business. Is that just getting pushed back until Gavin would arrive?
There was a meeting last week, and they've got some preliminary drawings.
So maybe Chief will be able to speak about it? Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Then I don't think there's anything. There's no executive session. Like the first time in 100 years that there's no executive session. I think I can manage
in,
this.
In a long...
Don't you have anything real estate-wise or anything like that for executive?
Nope.
It's all been quiet on the home front?
Yes. But it's only 10 to 5.
Eric's report was just filled. I mean, his report was so busy.
It was.
Right. I think it's important that we keep that board, or those two boards, educated. So, it's random.
So, are we on?
We are on. It is the meeting, 6:16. Kathleen just turned us on. Working session. We just reviewed the agenda. There's nothing surprising here. I'm going to be able to manage being chair. Trudy will correct me if I don't manage correctly.
And then Harold's the, what, in the hole? She's on deck.
Yeah.
I will.
Make Dawn sit out there. I don't even think you need to. I think you'll be able to leave after working session. No executive session, right?
Right.
Well, what loose ends do we need to talk about for this meeting? Do we have anything? We just heard no real estate issues. I said zoning is busy. It's busy with plans. It's busy with messes. It's just busy.
It is.
It's busy, but it seems to be smooth going along smoothly right now. I'm very busy, not making it sound like it's...
I have one question concerning that then. What's happening with Boulder Road with the Smiths?
Oh,
has there been any other updates?
The Smiths.
Yeah.
Is that...
It's the Stub Street.
Okay.
You were going to give...
My mind is blank.
Response. We were looking into it, and there was going to be a response.
And we're working with the owner, and Eric.
Okay. So everybody knows something's going on.
He knows, Eric knows, we've got a written communication with instructions to help support his efforts. Because the county needs to be involved as well.
Correct.
So, okay.
And we're good with our business developments. We are fine with Yarder. Our sewer is moving forward. They were looking, someone was looking, kicking tires.
Yes, haven't heard anything new about that. But we're paying our grant money tonight,
mm-hmm.
The $125,000 grant toward the legacy sewer and water line. So that's happening tonight.
That means their deeds are all correct and
the pay cash to tap agreement's been signed by everybody.
We are set.
It's all
approved
in place,
by
yeah.
the commissioners.
Yep. we got our bill today. Excuse me, for our share of the water line. We were originally saying we would pay up to $1 million toward, and our bill, I think, is like $860,000, so it's less.
Excellent. And is I trying to remember, is our $1 million, the township's $1 million, does that include the $200,000, $250,000 from the JED, or is that a separate?
It's separate.
Okay.
Separate.
Okay.
So there is a line with that. Oh, I don't even know what you tagged this. But if you're saying there's leftover, we might have to hustle around and meet some kind of deadline.
Kevin said he put it in the general fund and everything is fine. Is that right, Harold?
Yes. But Gavin was expecting a bigger bill. Is
right.
Just the stem, dotting I's.
I'm not sure exactly how all of that works.
Something that we need
Gavin
to ask
has
Gavin about.
Gavin knows.
Gavin knows what the bill is.
No, I just...
So that needs to happen.
I just received it today, yeah.
So you need to let Gavin know.
Yep.
So if he needs to make some adjustments, he can.
Yes.
But because we are a non-entity...
I'm sure it's all just fine.
That we can those funds can be redirected. It does have to be returned.
Absolutely. I didn't know if it had to be redirected by this deadline or it is abroad. And if Gavin had, I just think he should know.
Sure.
And he is out of town, but I know he's doing work.
Mm-hmm. Have you watched any of the games?
Yes, I did. I sat there and watched it. And his son scored on a dropped ball. Like, so excited.
Exciting end of home.
So exciting.
I have a question. We've been talking about this ditch assessment supposed to be voting on.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've been following the White House community with Sarah Smith, but she says that she's been diligently looking into this, and a lot of these ditches are, the soils are coded wrong. A lot of them are coated as clay and not as sandy soil. And so she says, like, one of her neighbors has petitioned for $35 for 5 acres. Hers is $234 for the same 5 acres because it is coated wrong on the Lucas County Engineer Office. And they're being overcharged by $100 on each estimate. So she gave a place where you can actually go in and look at what your soil is supposed to be. So I'm just saying we might want to be diligent on making sure they have all of our assessments classified with the correct soil type, because I guess it makes a difference if it's clay or sandy.
And I haven't gotten a bill yet. This person got a bill.
Oh, I've gotten bills. The township's gotten... No, we haven't got a bill, but we've got estimates.
We've got cards that tell us what it's going to be.
What, that was, those are old cards. Did we get cards?
Yes.
There were cards. Yes,
there were cards.
Card.
But what I'm saying is,
I completely hear what you're saying, and yes, we should check our own soil for the township, but we should maybe share this link on our website.
Right. She says, she stated here, Bittersweet Farms, Maumee State Forest, your assessment is wrong too. It could go into the thousands. So Sarah Smith is, I don't know if you know who she is. She's the author for the White House Ohio Community page, and she's saying that a lot of these it's lower assessment according to what you saw type. So I thought it was very, very interesting that the neighbors were $35 and hers was $234. So I'm just saying a lot of these are coded wrong, and people
according
should be
aware. To Sarah Smith, right?
Well, yeah, she has documentation. With the Lucas County engineer, she has been communicating with
I imagine
for
they'll
months.
Clear it up. If you can prove that your soil type is something else,
soil type is noted on your acreage and your land according to, like, a lot of these farmers. When all this land was off, they put right on there what kind of soil type they like, they would grade and everything. So when all this acreage around here was auctioned off, they gave a whole paint of how good the crops, how good the soil is, what it is, if it's clay. And they even have a map showing this is clay on the same parcels. This here line here is clay, but over here is sandy, and up here is another type. So I was really quite shocked that even like on a 46-acre parcel, there was different soil types mentioned for the two different soil types for the same 46 acres.
If that information is known, where's the breakdown with assigning wrong.
Somebody, either Sarah Smith is mistaken in what her soil type is based on the information she has, or the county commissioner entered it incorrectly, and those two would need to compare notes. And if
yeah, she even took pictures of the different pages where she found the information. So I'm just saying somebody should probably look into it.
To ours, you want to make sure the township.
Yeah, I
want to
make sure, yeah, because it could cost us thousands of dollars.
Absolutely.
If our stuff is not coded correctly, and just like on the property evaluation, and how many 1,100 the county found out that it wasn't even correct, or I had to redo it. So it could be the same thing on this ditch thing has gone around for two years, I think, now. They postponed it, and then they did something else. So I'm just saying somebody really needs to look into not only ours, but if that is the case, we should, you know, if we can prove the facts, just so people know where to look.
Yes. You want to take care of your own property. And we surely can be an advocate to help you take care of your
right.
own property.
Saying this is maybe
so
where you
here
can
is
look.
A link.
This is right.
Right.
To the Lucas County Engineer's Office, something to
yes.
that effect.
Yes.
It's probably,
I think the web's the best place to do it.
Okay. It probably is definitely going to be passing because this is the second or third time around. But you just want to make sure, like, your house values, that the ditch
absolutely.
Evaluations are
absolutely.
Being assessed
and I,
the correct
and
way also.
Monitor come out.
It just went
on.
On.
Yeah. So she's very good at knowing the facts. You know what I'm saying? She usually doesn't post something unless she's definitely... knows where, and she's gone to like two or three meetings and have met with them. So, just something to bring to mind, because every once in a while, if you read like Monclova, what's going on community, this stuff does come up on questions.
In Harold's ward, something similar is the connectivity issue, and Harold rehashed what we have accomplished, which we absolutely should share in public, but I don't think that makes it a done deal. Because we still don't have a place where we know we want sidewalks.
Right.
And we need an expert to tell us where sidewalks would lead us to the places we need to go. For instance, this neighborhood has 500 homes. Well, they want to be able to get to the bike trail, and it would only really take an investment of this much. Or water, it's already connected. I think some Salary Road is probably a road that needs... a bike trail somewhere on it, right? It would connect all those homes to Briarfield Road, mm-hmm. which connects to everything else. So we have some things in place that help us get to connectivity, but we have no idea how to connect.
Now that you said that, when I was leaving yesterday afternoon at 7 o'clock, there was a family walking towards Renwood or down
yes.
that way. And they had a bunch of small kids in them, but their biggest complaint, they claim maybe we should tell the sheriff. She goes, the traffic so fast going Clova that nobody goes 35. She goes, it's not so much the sidewalk, because I told her, you know, we wanted to put a stone path, you know, from our, at least our parking area where we can control it, you know, through our grass to get people down there. And she says her biggest fear, she goes, traffic just flies down Clova Road where it's supposed to be 35. We might want to mention it to the sheriffs, especially on the weekends,
sure, mention it.
That maybe they should be patrolling that, because I have no idea why they sit a lot of the times at 20 and Albin up on the property there, the county road, and it's a state road. There's numerous times I come by there, and they're parked on the property on the southwest corner, right there by that field. Mm-hmm. There's, I don't know why they'd be sitting on a county road and a state road.
Because
well, he comes
it's
today.
In the township.
He comes mm-hmm. today. Bring it up.
Because it's in the township.
Oh. Okay. But I would think there would be better places to be watching traffic than coming down 20A and Albin Road, unless they're going to run the red light. Because that's a 50 or 50 coming down 20A, mm-hmm. and the only thing there is, my personal opinion, I'd like to see more into the neighborhoods in Monclova. And not sitting on a corner looking at a light on 20A and Albin. They're right there on Monclova Road as far as where their station or their house, you know, their office is. And I've got complaints now that people have said the cars fly down that way.
Well, Lieutenant Leach should be here this evening.
Right, and we could ask for a report on where they You've seen them sit there, but where do they... I think they go through every neighborhood continuously, so we can just ask for clarification on that. Mm-hmm. Maybe they're doing some work at that corner. It's an easy corner to sit at. Who knows? They can get to where they need to go quickly if they're called out and they're doing paperwork in their computer-driven car.
Well, again, I just brought that up because a married couple and three or four of their kids were there.
You were on connectivity.
I was on connectivity. And the stone sidewalk, we were told it was going to happen.
Okay.
So you and I were told. Doug said, yes, is he here today?
He did get the permit. The permit did come through last week.
Okay.
So wow. Now he has the green light to
dig up some dirt.
Go up. Here he is right here.
Hey, Doug.
Just talking about him.
Come here, please. There he is. You just got the permit for the stone sidewalk.
Yes. I got approved from the county. Yeah. They needed a detail of what the terrain change was going to be. So I had to go and make a detailed drawing of arts and crafts of what we're taking out and what we're putting in. So it'll go in this probably next week.
Tell me why the county was involved.
They're right away.
You're putting it close to the road.
So it's the right-of-way on Albed. It goes clear to the chain-link fence by the baseball fields.
Oh, it does?
Yeah, we always use telephone poles, but like even in Brandywine, it's 17 feet off the curb. It just depends on where you're at.
Their right-of-way is 17 feet off the curb?
In Brandywine, yes.
We were an original neighborhood, so weird things happen.
Well, no,
what is it usually?
Between a sidewalk and the street.
Which is about 5 feet.
Yes.
So there's already a sidewalk.
Right. So,
so we're not looking to make it enough.
So, and then out here, when you come across, we're back in the right of way when we get past the sign. At the end of the night, I'll show you where it's all marked out. It's all marked out in white paint.
I was just curious how they got involved, and that makes sense. It's 17 feet or something.
So, yeah, when it goes to the sidewalk, I'm like, we could have probably got away with it. But then probably not the best way to do it.
Yeah, no, all good.
But we're good. It's just, what's the numbers? It's a stupid amount of square feet is what it is. It's a lot of stone, but
okay.
They're good with it. They understand what the plan of it is. We went and talked to them to make sure when the roundabout comes in, it's out of the work way. So that's the reason it keeps people out of the work for the future.
Okay.
And then we can tie it once we get to that bridge.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's coming.
Okay. We're talking connectivity.
Go team and stuff.
So I said Harding Township, but I think it was Richfield Township. And I texted all that to Mike Panuski, who said he can't remember what he told me either. And I'm like, Mike, you told me you had a successful outcome. And I texted him back. I was doing something and it hit me that it was Richfield. But he didn't text me back that it was Richfield either. He said he's looking for the paperwork. They can't seem to come up with this.
Last time I talked to him about it, he said, I don't know what she's talking about.
Yeah. I totally had this conversation.
So
maybe called Richfield.
I can do that.
I checked with him.
They would know what was happening in their township.
Right. This isn't even a conversation that can be confused. He was here when somebody brought it up. And maybe we should go back to that meeting. That is so hard to do. To remember when he was here. And he talked about a township where the people were not happy about the idea. Maybe it wasn't a township, but they were not happy about it. They did the connectivity, you know, because certain people have sidewalks in their yard.
Mm-hmm.
They're not happy about it. They did it, and they even got rave reviews. Like, all the anti-people became for people. So he told a very clear story about sidewalks in a community that didn't have sidewalks and was rural. I didn't make this up. And here. Now, did I follow with them somewhere else? Absolutely, but it was here, and it might have been on the public record. He might have said it on the public record.
I think the last time he was here, it
right.
was a big meeting. I mean,
was he here to talk about ditch? What would have he been here to talk about? Was he just sitting in the back saying, sometimes I like to show
so
up.
So I do have a question. Was it at a township, excuse me, was it a township meeting or Lucas County
Township meeting.
Okay. Kathleen could probably find that better than any of us.
Maybe she'll remember it.
She's pretty good at doing that by reading the minutes. Because it has to be recorded in the many minutes.
Yeah. If he spoke during the public meeting.
And
yeah.
What was the topic?
And he absolutely said he could help us with an RFP asking for an engineer to think this plan out.
Mm-hmm.
That was him. It wasn't me saying he could do this. And now he's lost the memory of it. Completely.
I know.
He's so busy.
And I like
so maybe said, we call a man or something and say, we just need some guidance on how to connect.
So you're looking, what your expectation is a consultant that would come in and say,
yes,
you should probably put a sidewalk here.
Yes.
You should probably put out.
The most efficient way,
yes,
to get everything.
We're not all getting connected. That's not what a township is, right? But
right.
There are some key neighborhoods that can be connected, like Salisbury, if you think of Surrey Road, if you think of Renwood and the Ridge. Montclair Road's pretty connected already because it has the trail in the middle.
Was there something in the OTA concerning connectivity grants?
Probably.
I thought I remember reading something about connectivity grants were going to be out.
Yeah, right, because we have to pay for this. Right now, we just need a plan with a budget. We can't even consider it until we know this is a $10 million budget, and then we'll be like, well, that was a great idea. And we can't apply for anything until we
plan. True. You can't just say, oh, we want
to do it. So our friend that said, hey, look at these grants. That's great. You need the plan
ahead of time.
Right. And I've sent that email as well, Trudy, saying, can we get some ideas, some projects on deck? And then when these come up, we're ready to go. That's a Doug and Harold kind of thing.
Well, now that we're on
like
Doug and Harold.
Like a dog park or a garden. Or
Doug and Harold, you're talking about this. We got a really nice email. You and I think both responded to the lady
at
the playground.
Yeah.
They have volunteered their time. They've actually done a lot of the work looking into grants. Love to have Harold or Doug or whoever sit in with this. I think she had yours wrong, Harold, so I sent it to you. Do you remember she had .com instead of .org and it bounced back when I sent it the first time. So these are people who want to get involved, and you don't find people like that every day who says, hey, you know, looking into grants or looking into playground equipment. I would love to have the feedback from some citizens who are willing to step up to help.
Both playgrounds, here and there, were
designed
by citizen committees, both of them.
But we've talked
we've added
for Keener Park, we've added the walking trail and some other stuff. So what she was saying, not so much here, but there's nothing, and we've discussed this before, there's nothing for the younger kids in Keener Park to be playing on.
Right, but we've added some things. It's in the budget that we
for next year.
But yes.
Have you already picked them?
No.
So we should put some people together to pick some things.
Mm-hmm.
And she can absolutely be one of
right.
them.
Right. There was her and another lady she mentioned would be step in
yeah.
and help do some stuff.
I think Jackie sat on both of them, didn't she? I know she sat on the first one.
She was the first one.
But pick who you want, Harold, and
yep.
And he's got the email
stuff.
For this. Because it'll take that long to... I told her that it was in the budget, and she did say, I didn't see you on a reply, so I don't know if you didn't do reply all or how. Because she said, thank you so much, Barbara and Trudy, but
yeah.
I didn't see what you had said to her.
I just, after you responded, I said, it looks like Trudy shared the good news. That's all I said.
Okay, because I didn't see that.
Yep.
She had some great ideas on that, especially since it was in the budget. And she seemed to be on top of it. I think she's helped us too. But she is a Montclair resident.
Yep. Harold, is there anything else you need from us to move forward on the projects? I know Trudy has made it clear that she's not interested in using the building, the annex, for a post office. I'm not sure where that's going. We definitely need other people here.
That's why I got up tonight.
Right. If you need something, I don't think. Well, maybe with the fire department's report tonight, we'll have more clarity. I think both things
should be coinciding.
Need each other, right?
Because I've got just my opinion.
I just don't think you should be stopping.
It's only been September since we've owned the annex building, and we've managed to take the ramp off, put a sign on that looks great. I love the sign. They trimmed up the trees. Perfect place with the sign.
We've had exploration on a post office, and we've had to buy the building. Do we hear anything?
In fact, the one offered that the person I told you about wasn't on the freeze that it was actually on the church building. As far as wanting to know what we were going to do with it. Remember I said before I thought it was on the house, but actually when I went back and read the email, it was actually
the church building. Was it the same person? Was there any follow-up with that? Were they very interested?
I told him at the present time, we're evaluating what we may want to do with the building. It's not currently market.
No.
And he said, well, let me know if you change your mind. And I said, well,
we're going to get back to the building because we've had this discussion. But again, I would like to have Chuck here and things like this.
Yeah.
The emails that were going back and forth last week.
That's where I saw you being,
I've done a lot of...
yeah, there you go. I was trying to say that in a neutral...
You're fine.
I saw your stand. You're clear. You have posted your stand on it.
Right.
Yes.
And I'm just saying, I think when you start... Again, I'm going to just make my stand. My opinion is Mount Clovis should not land at this point the federal government. And I've talked to numerous people. My daughter's best college roommate is in Denver, and she runs tons of real estate leases with the federal government for the post office. And I did a lot of research, and if you look how many post offices have been closed mm-hmm. in the past 10 years, there's like 1,000. They're talking about, again, you guys read my email. My opinion is I think we could get away without dumping hundreds of thousands of dollars in this building to redo it. When a lot of this building could be utilized for the fire department, it brought up that, well, they thought these offices were too far away. Well, if you put paramedics in this part of the offices for dorms, again, all Trudy just thinking outside the box, they don't have to throw on fire gear. They don't have to do, to try to find their fire gear, the paramedics. They could use some dormers over here. You could put off a wall here and still have officer offices on this end of the hall. Now I can understand they're saying, well, the fire guys, it's too far to go. Well, if I did a sprint from this office, I was told this at one of the meetings.
I know, Trudy.
A sprint from this office here to an ambulance, and if you did a from the other side to an ambulance, I bet you I could beat you on this side of the fire department. Now, if you have to throw on gear, but the paramedics don't do that. They run out, they throw their boots on, and they're in the ambulance, and they go. And I think a lot of the remodeling could be used for the building down there. We're going to do nothing but grow in Mount Clovis Township. We're going to do nothing but grow. And everybody knows right now we had to move the sheriff to create one office space. We have no more office spaces here.
Yep.
We've been talking about bringing another one to help Harold. And think, where are you going to put him? So, again, there is no other building I cannot figure out in Mount Clovis Township that is close to this administration building that could be utilized for anything else in Mount Clovis Township unless somebody wants to tell me something else that's available in Mount Clovis Township.
I left the last meeting with you following up with the person that was interested in buying it, getting more specific information. What would he use it for? What kind of price is he willing to pay? That kind of thing. So not just that we're not interested in selling it, but actually digging into that. So you can check with Chuck Gavin mm-hmm. and see if...
Well, the question is, why would we take somebody's time up about So they're going to offer us.
Yeah, got you. You want that building. You don't want anything else. You never can think of another plan beyond that building being the administration. I got you, Trudy. And you've written it down. It's on the public record. Got it. Got it. Now you're trying to sell me, and I don't even know that I need to be sold. I don't know that I disagree with you. So I'm just asking for, I always bother you with the methodical approach I use in trying to solve our issues. So we can't make any decision tonight anyway. I'm just remembering that we said, hey, and I imagine the post office is, I'm pointing at Chuck's seat. I'm pointing at Chuck's seat. I imagine the post office is off the table in no time. Like, that's just a done deal. I do think that the community center is facing difficulty in volunteers and maintaining. And I know the roundabout is an issue building down there. And our fire department needs space. So I got all the facts. I'm just trying to put them together. And I know you wish we were already down there.
Well, yeah, a while ago you had mentioned that we should have been down there 4 months ago.
You can quote me if you want to. We don't usually do very well when you quote me, but at that time, maybe I thought we should be down there 4 months ago. We can hold meetings down there right now. It's a building, I guess, it's not handicap accessible.
Not right now.
So we can't do that until we get handicap accessibility. But I don't know that meetings is what we do down there, so...
This is down below town hall above,
right?
Springfield Township rents theirs out all the time.
I totally think that's an option, or this space, or something, right? Like to give the community more
community space.
Uh huh. Mm-hmm. And we do need to move in a direction. Let's see what happens with the fire department, they say.
All right.
I'm thinking like sooner rather than later, we will know the answer. It wasn't a mistake to buy it, so.
No, not at all.
That it's not moving at the pace you want it to move at, I apologize, but I think... like to make sure we're doing the absolute right thing.
Again, and I'm not saying anything.
Probably is the right thing.
I'm going to say it anyways. It just, I'm going to bring it up, and you know what I'm going to say. The renovation started in May of 2023. I should write it on my folder again.
Started earlier than that. It started before you were here, and Kevin came to us and asked for the ARPA money to be new lockers, and I'm like, yep, that's what we should do.
Okay.
But instead, we did a sewer.
Mm-hmm.
So it started way before you even got here.
Okay.
The thought of this has to change.
The thought of it, but when it was actually into implementing it was into the May of 2023 agenda. And so I realized just that things don't move as fast as I want to. But sometimes, Barbara, it just seems like things don't even move. That's the whole issue. You know, I understand.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just, and he says, well, I'm used to running a business and things move faster and it's not. But again, it should not take this long to certain decisions, from fire equipment to renovations to buildings, et cetera. And I realize because we only have 2 meetings a month, it makes it very hard to continually keep moving these projects forward. So, you know, I understand that. But
I don't think we're the holdup, Trudy.
Okay.
Hate to break that bad news to you.
Okay.
We're not the one that develops the space. They couldn't even get a contractor. And when they did, after the contractor looked at it, they did come back. Like, staff has to run that. We don't.
Right.
Run it.
That area here.
So now Gavin stepped up. Let's see what he can do.
Right. But the fire department doesn't have anything to do with the annex building. That is within the realm of the trustees to make those decisions.
Yes.
Okay. We'll just drop that until everybody else can chime in.
Yes.
By the way, Karen Poor will not be here tonight.
Oh. You sent an email that said FYI, then I couldn't figure out what it was.
Was that it?
It was her response.
But I never saw, I couldn't see her response on some thread.
She
called me on Thursday or Friday and said, not going to be able to make it on Monday. She is coming tomorrow
to
meet with Eric and me face to face. And she has asked if we could put her on the agenda for July 7th. And I said that I will put that request forward.
So we need to change that on the agenda? Do we need to eliminate the agenda?
Is that the right thing to do? Take it off?
Do we need to take it off as a change?
It's not like it's in it.
She isn't here. You can't talk to her.
Oh, I know, but I didn't know if we needed to.
Do I need to make a motion to
make a motion to change it that we're going to not do three and that we're not going to need it except as needed?
Sure, go ahead and do that.
Okay.
I mean, it doesn't require a motion to not talk to a person who's not here. But, you know, go ahead and put it all together. There are two agenda changes. Move to change the agenda to. Because as a guest speaker will not be here and there will be no executive, easy enough.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to run. Am I ready?
Yes, you run there.
I don't want to know.
Yeah. Super. Never know. Then and now, regular. Let's fix that. That's cool in there. That checks. We're good.
Well, thank you for coming, Dawn. I don't think we need you, right?
Okay.
To stay. How happy are you?
Might go have a little celebration. I might log in and listen to your awesome meeting.
It's going to be done.